I hereby call the, this meeting of City Council in order. Please silence cell phones, rise, take off caps, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Go ahead, Sally.
Ernest?
Here.
Lindsman? Here. Moore?
Here.
Rangel?
Here.
Stigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here. All right, you have the agenda before you. Does anyone have any amendments or changes? Or would you like to approve it?
Motion to approve the night's agenda.
Thank you, Bethany.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. And we have 8 consent items. Did anyone have any questions about any of those? Or
I make a motion we approve consent items 1 through 8.
Second.
All right. Thank you, Fran. Thank you, Elaine. All those, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Thank you. We will move right into a special presentation. And first is a mayoral appointment, appointing Ivan to the administrative hearing panel. As I understand it, this is doesn't meet regularly, but someone with knowledge of nuisance building information will be very handy to have on that panel. So I guess we need council approval for this appointment.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay. And okay. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Isla. And is this just a voice vote? Yep. Okay. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Next is the nuisance report. Hi, Elaine.
The sidewalk letters went out. Weeks ago,
24th.
We've had a lot of, and that's just for the northeast quadrant of the town. We sent out 350 letters. We've had a lot of residents coming in, asking more questions, more information about what actually is being done. But overall, it's going pretty well, I think. The rental registration letters went out yesterday. It was right around 300, and the rental, that's due on May 1st. So those people will be getting their letters in the next few days. Pick on Millie here. Millie received an email last week about garbage cans being left at the curb. And I've seen it before, but I haven't really done anything a whole lot about it. We do have a city code on it. It's 10509, if anybody wants to look it up. And it states that they must be removed from curb promptly after garbage is picked up. And I said to Millie, you got to realize that people might be at work or the weather. Like, I'm not going to go out in the thunderstorm and just get my garbage in right now. So that they should have it by 24 hours, and Millie okayed that with me. So I'm going to make out a door hanger. I have noticed this past week after Millie received the email, it's all over town. There is a lot of garbage cans being left on the curb. So I am going to start fishing that out. Also, I know you guys have probably noticed grass has gotten greener this past week. I think I'm losing one of my contractors. So if anybody knows of anyone, please contact me and I'll tell them how the abatement grass and weed works. I would like to have somebody else on my list. So that's all I got. If anybody has any questions.
Okay. Anybody have any questions about this report or anything? Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Elaine. Kelsey, next, claims.
Thank you,
Mayor. Oops.
Presentation from the public.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have anybody that would like to speak to council tonight? No one? Anybody online? Okay. I don't think so. All right. Quite different than last meeting. Okay. So now let's move on to claims.
Okay. I did receive one question at a time that was in the sewer plant. Iowa Pump Works, Lexington Pump, number non-repair, it was $7,600. It was actually two different invoices, but they basically had to rebuild that pump. I just want to clarify, that's the Lexington lift station, not the Parkside lift station. The Parkside is where we just put in, with our ARPA money, the new, whole new pump system there. So, shall we clarify that? Are there any other questions on claims?
Anybody have any other questions? Would anyone like to make a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Second.
Fran and Elaine seconding that. Voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. All right. Okay. Moving on to new business. First is the public hearing for the fiscal year 24 budget. So, does that mean
a motion to open the public hearing?
Okay. Who would like to do that?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Okay, thank second. You. And second by Bethany. All those in, no. Please,
roll
call.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. So, This is the approval of the budget.
Commenting.
Yeah, has a comment.
Okay. Comment. Oh, does anyone have any comments? Anybody online? Any council members have any comments, questions?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Sally, call that roll, please.
Glensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Next is a discussion and consideration of the resolution adopting the fiscal year budget.
I'll make the motion that we adopt the new fiscal budget FY 24.
Thank you, Elaine. Anybody want a second? Fran, second from Fran. And this is a voice vote too.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stiger?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glensman?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Very good. Okay. And next item is the discussion and consideration of a resolution to provide for the hearing and letting of bids for the seal coat project. So you have here description of the project and the list of streets that are going to be worked on. Anyone have any questions, comments?
Just to confirm, we had to prioritize the streets that were included. We didn't have enough money to do
last year, right?
We didn't have enough money to do everything on the to-do list.
Well, we won't know until we get the bids back, but we have $100,000 budgeted.
So that was last year that we had that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the same thing may happen this year. If our bids come in for all of this over 100,000, then mm-hmm. we will remove a couple streets or whatever.
So this list is the full list that we can do.
Good question, Bethany. Is this list just, is it prioritized or is it just kind of in order of alphabetical order?
Both. I mean, it's priorities and the list that they came up with.
Okay. All right.
I make a motion that we go ahead with resolution that moves the plans or letting up the post plans.
Okay. And the resolution, so mm-hmm. voice vote.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yeah.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glensman?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay, so that will be to bid will be let on
The 28th we opened.
20th of April. Okay. All right. Next is the discussion and consideration to approve the contract for IFA Home Rehabilitation Block Grant Program.
So this is just another formality. EZCOG basically does the contracting for us, does the project, hires subcontractors, oversees the project, inspects it. So it's just us entering into an agreement with them to do that for the pilot housing program for us.
Okay.
What year is this? Do you know that we've done this one? How long have we been doing
this? This is brand new. This one is brand new. This is the new one that that's being used. ARPA funds are being used to for this program.
This is the one we've been dealing with last year.
I'll make a motion to approve the contract with IFA Home Rehabilitation Block Grant.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you, Bethany. Thank you, Elaine. And this is our resolution, so we need a voice vote.
Ringo.
Yes.
Skaggers.
Yes.
Ernest.
Yes.
Blinsman.
Yes.
Moore.
Yes.
Dunquist.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Good to see that work happening. And number five, discussion and consideration of a resolution to approve professional services agreement with Schneider Geospatial. And there's a memo on this. Deanna, you want to give us a little more?
I know we've been talking about getting a GIS software company for quite a while. And now with the lead service line inventory needing to be finished, this will assist us with that. Also, it helps us identify in a mapping system, like where our water lines are, our sewer mains, water shutoffs, anything we want to put on a map, we can. This company will help us learn how to hopefully better use our data collector and then put it on, take it from that and put it on a map that our engineers can use, contractors, anybody that needs to use that. It'll be a lot easier than pulling out an old, 50-year-old map. And, so it'll help us in a lot of areas.
Okay.
What are we using currently?
We currently aren't using anything.
We don't have one.
We have a whole bunch of points for somewhere.
Okay.
So what was that?
We have a whole bunch of data points stored somewhere.
Right. I told you on that. Yeah. So we have this data collector and then it's got like a little mini like computer type thing. And supposedly the points are in that, but we're not sure. So hopefully when after we sign this, we're going to work with them and hopefully we can, if there is points on that system, we can get it to an actual useful map.
Mm-hmm. They are. We don't know for sure if they can integrate this or do a conversion.
Yes, they can.
They can't do a conversion.
Because we had talked to them about what we currently are using and we already have a contact to help us. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's included in these?
Yeah.
The flex hours. The full conversion.
Yep. The flex hours we can use for the data collector and working with that. And then the setup, that's setting it up however, whatever data points we want to include in our map, like I said, whether that's water mains, sewer mains, water shutoffs, service lines, whatever. And we can, because we thought about maybe even using it for the cemetery eventually. Mm-hmm. We can use it for tracking tree inventory, whatever we want to track and put on a mapping, they can do for us.
So this wasn't really a budgeted item, but
we have funds.
We have funds. Mm-hmm. This was on my wish list when we did the R list. It was one of my top.
Was that one of our goals?
It was. Did we talk about it? Yes, we did. And it was one of my important ones. Mm-hmm. So
we're good.
Who's going to be responsible from the city for make sure this gets all done?
Well, I will make sure that we set up and renew and talk with them every year because I personally know the salesperson. I've worked with them before.
But doesn't the city person have to give them the information?
Keith will be a main contact. Public Works will be using it.
I guess I just want to make sure that whoever is put in charge of this realizes this is an ongoing important piece of our city.
and not to waste it.
Right.
Yeah. And so now that Jay is going away, this is going to be.
Right. This is a huge commitment. And something that we've never really done before. And I just want to make sure they understand.
Mm-hmm. If it integrates with Beacon, will there be much need for training on the city staff side? Or
there will be, and they do provide that. Yes.
Great.
And so there'll be several people in different departments that will be trained. Right. So that's good. So we have, and is the money then coming from?
Road use, right?
Road use fund.
Then we decided it was coming out of road use.
Okay. And it's a 3-year contract. Good. Okay.
I make the motion we approve the resolution for the GIS contract.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie.
One second.
Elaine is going to second that. And Sally, will you call the roll?
Tigers.
Yes.
Ernest.
Yeah.
Lindsman.
Yeah.
Born.
Yes.
Ringel.
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're through with our new business. Now we're moving into closed session. So
I'll make a motion that we go into closed session.
All right. Well, okay. Do we have to do this? Do we do this before we do it? Okay. Call the roll.
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes.
Did we check with the attorney? You know, that phrase he says of the legitimate to go into closed session.
Usually when we make the motion, we state which section of the Iowa code we're going into closed session under.
So okay.
21.51i.
Yep. You want to, whoever made that motion, want to amend it to include that? I forget who made it.
I made the motion.
Okay.
What is the?
It's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess I didn't pay attention.
Iowa code 21.
Oh, okay. Closed session per Iowa code 21.5. 1I.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Sorry, you folks. Somebody thank you for coming attention. Tonight. It was a very short meeting. So I have to kick you out, but thanks for coming.
I'll be right there. Let me know what y'all have done.
Okay. All right.
Because you all had fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, counsel. What's your pleasure? You would like to make a motion.
I will make the motion.
I will second.
Okay, motion by Elaine, second by Isla to approve
the new contract for two.
To approve the new contract. All right. Is this a voice vote?
No, it should be a resolution, isn't it?
Is it a resolution?
No,
it's not a resolution, but you can do a roll call.
Yeah, I would like to do the roll call. Why not?
Lindsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. And that concludes our meeting. Forgetting something?
Once round.
So yeah. Police. Chief Lester.
Thank you for that. Been busy a couple of weeks in the media releases that I sent out on some investigations we had. Put our new patrol unit in service. So knock on wood, the other ones continue to run. It's kind of nice to come in and see the full fleet of marked units there and know that there's not one sitting in the shop somewhere and figure out what's going to happen next. Officer Schneider was sworn in yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's slated to start the academy in May. We still have that one open position that we're looking at. That kind of, you know, took a back seat when we were finalizing Fulton's, Officer Schneider's stuff. So we'll get started on that here in the next week or so and hopefully figure out, you know, which route we're going to go with that. That's all I have for now.
Okay.
I don't really have anything more than what was in my report.
All right. Okay, let's start with you.
I attended a meeting for the library makerspace, so they're making good progress with those designs. Deanna was there today as well. So it's exciting to see the plans really taking form and coming together. I don't think there's anything else today.
Okay. I've had a couple of citizens approach me about East Washington Street, and they're against making it three lanes. Mm-hmm. And I tend to agree with them because of the greater number of homes along there, people having to back out or pull out. I think three lanes would be more dangerous. And so I would hope we could keep the four lanes when we get the traffic signal.
All right.
I've been approached by two citizens, one more of a parking complaint about parking in front of mailboxes, and they want a no parking sign put up. And I already kind of talked to the chief a little bit. I don't know if there's anything that can be done or.
Yeah, we'll watch the area.
Okay.
Where those mailboxes are at. I drove by there. Any car that's near them will be in violation of the ordinance we have now. So. And just like I said, encourage them to call us when there's car parked there.
And I did. I told them to take pictures and mm-hmm. call it in, and that way maybe we can avoid that.
Was that in an apartment building or?
It's on 14th East 14th, right across Highland. Is it Highland Apartments? I think.
I'm not sure what they're. It's right on 14th and 3rd.
14th and 3rd, yeah.
Okay.
The mailbox for that, the mailboxes for that apartment are out in the street or up the curb side. Well, there's not a curb there, but it's on the side of the road there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes the post office errs on the side of not stopping if they think it's too close. But there was a problem down on South 6th with people parking and too close to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this will work. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I was at the hospital the other day, and a mom of two who lives on East Adams approached me about the speed and the erratic driving now that Adams is a straight shot. Mm-hmm. She said, what can we do? The police can't obviously be there all the time, she said, but she's very concerned for the safety of her children. And she said, there are a lot of children in that neighborhood. And so said, I would bring it to council.
Mm-hmm. What would the speed limit be there? 25?
25, residential area.
Yeah. And we'll need to get the speed trailer back over there.
Yeah, eventually we'll. You know, get it out there. Right now, there's really, unless parking on the street, nobody runs into it. There's not a good place to put it along the side of the road because it's all still tore up.
But she has some concerns. Her daughters are 7 and 12, I believe. And so she's very concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So I said I'd bring it down. So.
And we have had discussion that, when that when Adams was redone, we may need to, consider the three-way stop there at Adams and 12. That was, discussion previously, and we need to give it some time to get fully in operation and see what it looks like.
Yeah.
I just got back from El Paso, Texas, and I'm telling you, that place is the king of speed bumps. They're everywhere. Probably not popular, but I will tell you, not in especially our climate, but they really did the job. They did, those people really
slowed them down.
It did slow them down. So, all right. That's all I have.
Speaking of East Adams, are they going to be finishing up those?
Yes, we've been waiting to get utility poles moved. And that's supposed to be getting done, and they're supposed to be coming back in very soon.
Okay.
hopefully so they're finished within the next month.
So like where there are two utility poles side by side, one of them is coming out.
Right. And then we had, there were some extras that we really didn't need. So we took them out. Okay. So we've been dealing with a lot of different utility companies and not making our project a priority. So, yeah.